This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 253 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call it Where Fitz Left Off. There are only a few cities in the world that can boast of a Madame Tussauds wax museum, and I suppose Hendersonville is the only town for many miles around to have its own mask museum, a labor of love of Ellen Hobbs. Looking back at the 1946 city directory, I noticed that the General Insurance Agency was located across 4th Avenue from the Western Union office, and the directory shows that the manager of General Insurance was Homer C. Hobbs and his wife was Ellen C. Hobbs. I knew Homer real well. He was an avid golfer, and he was active in varied civic activities. I knew who Ellen was, only to speak. I understood that she had persuaded the city schools to offer art as an optional subject to their curricula, and became the first art teacher at the school. Ellen and Homer had their first son, Raymond, a year earlier than our son was born, and then their family was blessed with another son, David, born in 1953. That was a year after our daughter was born. By 1970, Ellen had succeeded in persuading Hendersonville High School to formally establish an art department. She became the first director and held that post until she retired in 1985. The Hobbs' son, Raymond, took up flying at age 16. Ellen joined him in this pursuit, and ultimately Raymond acquired his own plane, which he and Ellen flew regularly. Being devoted to the arts, Ellen took a strong interest in masks and costumes used in native celebrations in countries around the world. This keen interest enticed her to visit countries and learn firsthand the history of the masks of each region, and even learn to make the masks. Her travels included Japan, China, Australia, Bali, New Guinea, Java, Mexico, England, Guatemala, Colombia, Peru, and Ecuador. Ellen Hobbs made many purchases of masks and costumes during these foreign travels. And as word circulated of this avocation, friends would donate to her individual masks or even a small collection of masks that they had made. I drive 5th Avenue past the General Real Estate Agency office on almost a daily basis, and when I first saw the sign go up, Mask Museum, my first reaction was, if I were Homer, I don't believe I'd give up the real estate business. And then I learned it was not a business at all. Ellen Hobbs' intense love for her mask collection prompted her to share it with anyone who had an interest. No admission charged. You may view her elaborate collection of masks and many costumes without charge and no obligation of any sort. I didn't know until recently that Ellen is an active member in the ATC, that's Alternative Transportation Committee, which seeks to promote sidewalks, bicycle paths, and public transportation. Didn't come as any surprise, because for years I'd seen Ellen peddling her way around Hendersonville. A friend of Ellen Hobbs sent to me a picture of the Mahogany Lady, another great triumph of this unusual person. When I saw the envelope labeled Mahogany Lady, I assumed it would be a small figurine of some sort, inspired by one of her trips, perhaps to the Orient. You can imagine my amazement when I opened the envelope and discovered a picture of a full life-size rocking horse. Ellen carved this rocking horse, life-size, from mahogany, and it took over 3 years to accomplish this challenge. The mane and tail on the horse is hair that came from real horses. I bumped into Ellen and Homer in the Harris Teeter supermarket before Thanksgiving, and I'm sure, had time permitted, we could have exchanged many wonderful memories, because Ellen and Homer also are observing more than 50 years in business locally. And Ellen is remembering a lifetime of service to the arts. A remarkable person who simply gravitated to flying and sailing or gliding as if she had been born with wings. As she brought the many, many forms of art into the lives of young people, students at Hendersonville High School, she was also constantly expanding her skills and knowledge and talents to share even more with the next class to be enrolled. I scheduled this program for January 1st because you might want to make a resolution right now to visit the Mask Museum in the coming year. It's located in the General Real Estate Agency building at 317 5th Avenue West. If you teach a class and would like to bring the whole class, or if you have an extracurricular study group and would like to learn more about this fabulous collection, you might want to call Ellen for a personally guided tour. Down through the years, I'd sort of lost track of Raymond, their oldest son. He's now a Lear jet pilot and scientist for Aeromed in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The younger son, David, and his wife own and operate the Broadway Arts Building in Green Door in Asheville. The Hobbs, more wonderful people who've been a part of the life of the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.